Hermes might have struggled to compete head-on. So instead, and this is the wise part, it played to its strengths. While rivals flocked to the fashionable, ostentatious and cutting edge, it erred on the side of discretion, timelessness and tradition. Its biggest hits today, the Birkin and Kelly handbags that often sell for $10,000 or more, are refreshed versions of what it has sold for decades. It can do whimsy and eye-catching. Its website current features a functioning porcelain skateboard, a snip at €3,350. And whereas a Dior dress will last one season, an Hermès product is for life. As creative directors shuffle from one brand to the next, at Hermès, the same designer has overseen menswear since 1988. Understatement works as a strategy only because Hermès enjoys an aura of exclusivity. This gives it pricing power to sell knickknacks for over 10 times what they cost to make. Waiting lists for Birkins stretch for years. Because much of what it sells carries through the seasons, Hermes does not need discounts to get it off the shelves. That preserves both margins and the brand, a luxury group's most valuable asset. The firm claims not to have a marketing department. It is the kind of claim a clever marketing department might dream up. But Hermes does spend only around 5% of revenues on advertising and promotions, half the share of rivals.